6:32, 720 WGN. So the Chicago Dogs, independent baseball, are going to start their season coming up here on Friday, July the 3rd. That's this Friday, which is crazy. They're playing up in Milwaukee for those games. And then this Tuesday, Jordan Bernfield, they start a three-game homestand with the Milkmen of Milwaukee who are coming in here. So home games in Rosemont. And the co-owner of the Chicago Dogs, Sean Hunter, is on the line. He joins us now on 720 WGN. Sean, thanks for taking a couple moments. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So how are you going to do this, Sean? What's it going to look if for people who want to come out and see some baseball? How have you figured out the social distancing of where people are going to sit and all that? I think you can have, up to 3,000 people at Impact Field?
Well, it's probably closer to 1,500. But that's still going to be a good number. You know, I think it's just a pleasant surprise for not only our players but our fans that we're going to play, number one, and two, we get to do it in front of fans. But we've had a COVID readiness plan in place for almost 60 days that we regularly update based on the CDC and state guidelines, and that's posted on our website. And I think people will find that very comforting. It's very thorough, ranging from, you know, best practices of entering the building. You know, there'll be temperature checks, very comfortable, spacious seating, so people won't be sitting next to each other. And I think people feel that very comfortable coming out and cheering on the Dogs and seeing some very good baseball.
Sean, I have not been to your ballpark yet, and I apologize for that. But I'm wondering, for the purposes of entry into the ballpark and for people to enter the concourses, do you have wide entryways or wide concourses? Or, like, for people entering the ballpark, I suppose you can distance people who are in line to enter and get their temperature checked. But are there areas of any of, you know, anywhere in the ballpark where people would be in, you know, kind of tighter or enclosed spaces?
No, that's a great question. We have some of the widest concourses in all of minor league baseball. You know, it's a brand new facility. It's just 2 years old. And if I could just brag on it for a second, we were Ballpark Digest voted as Ballpark of the Year 2 years running. So we're hoping to capture that victory again this year. But it's a beautiful ballpark, very wide and spacious, 360 concourses. So the way it'll be set up is we'll split the concourse in half, so traffic will flow one direction coming in and then the other coming out. So you won't have that, you know, that usual, you know, commingling and just people mixing together that you'd find in an arena or a stadium. So it's very well thought out, the flow of people coming in and leaving. And the same thing for concession stands. There'll be a lot of room between guests, so they won't be bunched together. And we have a lot of points of sale from our concession stands and our mobile food and beverage offerings. Levy, who also handles much of Guaranteed Rate, much of Wrigley, also is our food and beverage partner.
Sean Hunter, co-owner of the Chicago Dogs, first game at Impact Field in Rosemont coming up on July the 7th. That's a week from Tuesday. All right, speaking of the concession stands, are you selling beer, Sean? Because there is, I'm assuming you are, but there's also the concern that people get a little tipsy and then they don't perhaps contain themselves as well in the social distancing. So I don't know what your plans are on that side of it.
We will, you know, and hopefully everyone will practice good judgment and moderation. But, you know, I think if you're going to have baseball, you've got to have beer and hot dogs.
You do.
Especially if you're a team known as the Chicago Dogs. We specialize in both of those items.
With respect to mask wearing, I assume that masks will be required for anyone going into the game. And then are they, you know, is that how will you enforce that at the games?
So much, you know, and much of this is really set forth in the guidelines from the state. So much like you'd see in a restaurant, when you enter a restaurant, you know, guests need to wear a mask, or if they're going up to a concession stand or to a restroom, wear a mask. But when they're in their seats or they're in their seats eating, you know, they're free to do, you know, they're free to take that mask off. And we will have you know, security and ushers there with friendly reminders. You know, we want this to be a great guest experience, but we also want it to be safe for all of our fans and for every guest attending. So it will follow the guidelines, much like you'd see in restaurants that are opening across Chicago and the state.
Sean, we all watched baseball and the players go back and forth, and it kind of seemed like the owners wanted to play as short a season as possible because the more games they played, the more money they were going to lose. I'm assuming that this is not necessarily a profitable venture for you guys to play in 2020, but you still want to do it just to get out there. Is that about right?
It is. It this will not be a profitable year, I think, for anybody in our league. But when we, the owners, and we have a really great group of owners in this league. We're 12 teams. We've got one in Canada and 11 in the U.S. And we came together and realized that we have not only an opportunity, but really an obligation to do this for our players that are fighting to get on major league rosters and chasing that dream and for the fans. So it's exciting. It was a great and pleasant surprise when phase four opened up a little bit early for us, but we look at this more as, you know, a bridge to 2021. So as to, you know, to keep the game, to keep the brand exciting and alive and give people a little break from what has been a rather challenging and frustrating summer.
It's a good investment.
There's no doubt in that. And certainly I hope that everything goes great for you and for the Dogs. But are you nervous? I mean, I would imagine that somebody in your position has got to be a little bit nervous about everything coming together.
You have to be. You, I don't think there can be enough preparation. But I like I said, I really like our plan and it's posted on our website. You know, starting with our players, we're blessed that our team doctors, Midwest Orthopedics, are the same team doctors for the Bulls and for the White Sox. So our players are in good care. They have been amazing at helping me not only live up to the protocol set forth by our league, but really to over deliver. So we're going to test beyond what is required in our league, and our players have already been tested the first time and will test two more times before the first preseason game, which is this next week. And they'll be in individual rooms, staying at a hotel, you know, this summer here in Rosemont. But there will be frequent testing, you know, weekly testing. There are protocols. If there's a positive test, there are protocols. If there are symptoms. But of course, there has to be a healthy dose of nervousness. I think that will help us all, you know, do the best job possible, not only for the players, but for the fans as well.
Are they showering at the field, or you got to go home to do that?
Well, the beauty of our ballpark is we have three locker rooms, so we can socially distance even our own team during spring training here at Impact Field. So we have the home team, a visitor, and then we have a third locker room. So we're in a very good position that they don't have to go back to their hotels to shower. And again, that's just goes back to I have a great partner in this, and that's the Village of Rosemont who built Impact Field. And if you haven't, I would encourage both of you guys to come out for a game, and the listeners as well. It's a beautiful ballpark and a great summer experience.
Your website, by the way, we should get that out there, is thechicagodogs.com. And Sean, I don't want to, maybe this is not the season for it, but I do want to let you know that in the past I have run in the hot dog race at the K in Kansas City, and I believe I was mustered once and relished a second time. I finished in second place both times. I was robbed. So I don't know if you do hot dog races, but if you do, I'd love to participate whenever it is safe and available. My name is Mark Carman. I'm available on Twitter at the Carm.
I would love to host you, and we'll let you pick. We have, as you can imagine, minor league ball. We have a lot of crazy between inning promotions, and each game we try to outdo ourselves. So we'll let you pick and choose what you want to do.
Jordan, you worked in minor league baseball.
I did. I worked in minor league baseball, and I did have to wear a mascot costume at one point in my career.
Such a good look.
If you know, like Mark said, this season perhaps is not the year, but if I don't know that I want to volunteer myself to be a mascot.
I do.
But I guess if Mark and I were both coming out there, maybe I could be convinced to do it for one day.
It's good times.
We have two mascots. We have a good mascot and a somewhat challenged mascot. Our good mascot is Squeeze, which is a big bottle of huggable mustard, and then we have Ketchup, which we know is not allowed on a Chicago Dog, and so the Ketchup, our other mascot, is constantly causing problems and is entertaining as well. But we have a lot of fun at Dogs games.
That's awesome.
I
love it.
I have to say, I'm looking at pictures of the ballpark, and it looks beautiful. So I really hope that everything goes smoothly and that, you know, everything that goes well. Because truly, I think we're all just looking for some normalcy. So for you guys to be able to provide that, even though admittedly it's not going to be normal in many ways, I think could be really, really nice. So, you know, we do appreciate all the things that you're doing. And, you know, hopefully everything goes off without a hitch.
Are you trying to talk Big Z out of retirement?
You know what? We had a fun summer with him last year. He was a treat to have on this club, and I know Butch loved him. Butch Hobson, our manager, we tried to get him back, but he's decided to retire, and I think he would like to go into coaching. So I think that's the next move we're going to see from Big Z. But our players loved him. He had a solid year with us, but even more importantly, he was just a great influence on the young players, and we had amazing pitching staff. You know, two of our pitchers signed big league contracts. Casey Crosby with the Dodgers, and he's left a mark here in just a short year.
And just in case anybody's not certain, we're talking about Carlos Zambrano, who used to pitch for the Cubs, if you're missing the Big Z reference.
I was wondering how many Gatorade coolers you had to buy with Big Z on the team last year.
He's a very mellow man today. He is zen-like. So there were no casualties with the Gatorade.
Wow!
See, we're all allowed to learn and grow and mature in life.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
right.
He didn't chuck a baseball from the pitcher's mound in the stands.
No, not even
that. Was one of my favorite Big Z moments.
I love Big Z.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean Hunter, co-owner of the Chicago Dogs, with us on 720 WGN. Sean, thanks so much for the time, and we're looking forward to it. And as Jordan was saying, that we hope it goes super smooth for you and people get to come out to Impact Field and enjoy it. So thanks for being on and giving us the information.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
We will. Sean Hunter, the Chicago Dogs. First game, July the 7th. I love that. The two mascots, the good and the bad.
Catch, I will say, having worked in minor league baseball, and you know this too, like promotions are everything, and they do, like, now the promotions are so well done that they're almost like better than, you know, watching the actual game. Like, they got all this stuff going on between innings, and I've heard really good things. I would love to go to a Dogs game at some point. Truly, I mean, it's ballpark's supposed to be great, and I just hope everything goes okay.
Quick timeout. When we come back, I'm going to give the details on how I lost that hot dog race, which was complete and utter malarkey.
You probably just stunk.
Not true. 720 WGN.